Alright, let's dive in. Today we're exploring the fascinating world of protactinium, seven key facts about this rare and radioactive element. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy Sharp, and here's what you need to know. Seven facts about protactinium, clear and simple. Prepare to be positively perplexed by protactinium's peculiar properties. Fact number one. Protactinium, symbol Pa, atomic number 91, is a rare and highly radioactive actinide metal with no uses outside research because it is scarce, toxic, and tightly regulated. Fresh metal looks silvery but tarnishes quickly, and handling requires glove boxes and strict contamination control. Here's the takeaway. Before its discovery, chemists were misled into searching for an ecotantalum and didn't realize protactinium belongs in the actinide series. Test question. What is the atomic number of protactinium? Correct answer, 91. Memory aid. Protactinium, Pa, always stays away. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number two. Nearly all natural protactinium is the long-lived isotope 231 pascals, formed from the decay of uranium-235. Because it comes from a single parent by a single pathway, its natural isotopic composition is strikingly uniform. This uniformity is a gift for geochemists and makes 231 pascals a clean tracer in sediments and seawater studies. Test question. Which isotope of protactinium is most abundant in nature? Correct answer, 231 pascals. Memory aid, 231 pascals, the one and only way. Next up, fact number three. Discovery was a relay race. In 1913, Kazimierz Fajans and Oswald Helmuth Göring identified 234 millipascals, calling it brevium for its short half-life. Between 1917 and 1918, Lise Meitner and Otto Hahn, and independently, Frederick Soddy and John Arnold Cranston, confirmed the long-lived 231 pascals as the parent of actinium. Later in 1949, IUPAC adopted the name protactinium. This journey shows how collaborative and international science can be. Test question. In what year did IUPAC adopt the name protactinium? Correct answer, 1949. Memory aid, 1949. Protactinium shines. All right, let's continue. Fact number four to 231 Pa has a half-life of about 32,700 years and, together with 230th, anchors the 231 pascals, 230th dating method for marine sediments. Useful out to roughly 175,000 years. Think of it this way, uranium stays most soluble, thorium is scavenged fastest, and protactinium sits in the middle, so their different removal rates leave a clock in the mud at the bottom of the sea. Test question. What is the approximate half-life of 231 pascals? Correct answer, 32,700 years. Memory aid, 32,700 years. Protactinium perseveres. Moving on. Fact number five. In thorium fuel cycles, protactinium 233 is a strong neutron poison. To protect neutron economy, advanced designs pull 233 pascals out of the neutron flux, often using molten bismuth with dissolved lithium to reduce Pa salts and separate them. Outside the core, 233 pascals beta decays to valuable uranium-233. This is key for efficient breeding. Test question. What does 233 pascals decay into when removed from the neutron flux? Correct answer. uranium-233. Memory aid. 233 pascals, neutron away. On to the next one. Fact number six. Rarity check. In 1961, the UKAEA processed about 60 tons of waste to produce just 127 grams of 231 pascals at great cost. That's how scarce and hard to isolate this element is. Here's what you need to know. Scaling up is impractical, and most work happens with trace amounts. Test question. How much protactinium did the UK AEA produce in 1961? Correct answer, 127 grams. Memory aid, 127 grams. A rarity jam. Now let's move forward. Fact number 7. Protactinium is paramagnetic and, at ultra-low temperatures, becomes superconducting below about 1.4 Kelvin. Its chemistry gets even quirkier. PaCl4 flips to ferromagnetic order near 182 Kelvin. Remember this, even a highly radioactive metal can host delicate electronic states. Test question, at what temperature does protactinium become superconducting? Correct answer, 1.4 Kelvin. Memory aid, 1.4 Kelvin, protactinium's cool display. Okay, let's refocus, quick recap time. Fact number 1. What is the atomic number of protactinium? Correct answer, 91. Fact number 2. Which isotope of protactinium is most abundant in nature? Correct answer, 231 pascals. Fact number 3. In what year did IUPAC adopt the name protactinium? Correct answer, 1949. Let's keep it simple. Fact number 4. What is the approximate half-life of 231 pascals? Correct answer, 32,700 years. Fact number 5. What does 233 pascals decay into when removed from the neutron flux? Correct answer, uranium-233. Fact number 6. How much protactinium did the UK AEA produce in 1961? Correct answer, 127 grams. Fact number 7. At what temperature does protactinium become superconducting? Correct answer, 1.4 Kelvin. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Great work. Let's pick it up next time.